Section 4, Playback and Navigation. Now that we've learned about the bookshelves, we're ready to look at how we play back and navigate books on different bookshelves. I'm going to go to the Talking Books bookshelf.
Bookshelf, podcasts, text files, notes, Talking Books, 4, books, 1.
Climbing the highest mountain.
And there we are. I pressed number 1 several times to reach Talking Books, and it tells me we're ready to play the first book, Climbing the Highest Mountain. All I have to do now to play this book is press play.
This is simply a small introduction.
So this is a bit of a nonsense book. It's only a few minutes long, but it provides a good example of different navigation that's available on the stream. Now remember, we said that the 2-8 and 4-6 keys can be thought of as a navigation cross, and these are central to all navigation on the stream. I can use the 2 and 8 keys to choose my navigation level, and I can use the 4 and 6 keys to move back or forward at the chosen level. I'm going to press the number 8 key to rotate through the available navigation levels in this little book.
Page. Time jump. 1. Phrase. Level. 1. Level. 2. Level. 3. Page.
And we come back to page. So that was a circular menu, and I was going down the menu. I could equally well use the number 2 key and rotate up the menu.
Level 3. Level 2. Level 1. Phrase. Time jump. 1. Page. Level 3. Level 2. Level 1.
We'll stop at level 1. In most Daisy books, level 1 represents a chapter. And level 2 would represent a section in the chapter, and level 3 a subsection, and so forth. I currently am at the level 1, which should be chapter. I'm going to press number 6 key, and we should advance a chapter at a time through this little book.
Chapter 1. The new chapter 2.
End of book.
And there's only 2 chapters. It's a small book. I can come back by chapter using the number 4 key.
Chapter 2. Chapter 1. The Norwegian Mountains. Most people in the world...
I'll stop playback, and if I use the number 8 key and come down to, let's say, the page level...
Level 2, level 3, page.
Now I should be able to move forward or backward a page at a time. I'll press number 6 to go forward.
Page 2. Page 3.
And back with number 4.
There is hardly very much... Page 2. Page 1, chapter 1, The Norwegian...
Now, suppose you make an accidental navigation jump forward or backward with key 6 or 4. You can undo that accidental navigation by pressing the cancel key. We're still in page navigation mode here. I'm going to jump forward to the next page, and then I'm going to press the cancel key to undo that navigation.
Page 2. Before we
now I'm going to press cancel.
On this
undo.
Mountains. Most people in the world...
And we're right back to page 1, where we were before we pressed key 6. Just a note, the undo cancel feature only works within 10 seconds of moving with the key 6 or 4. Also, if you press any other key before you press cancel, the undo will not work. You can also undo a go-to navigation, such as go to page or heading. So that's very straightforward. If I use the number 2 key to go down...
Time jump, 1 minute.
We also have a time jump mode. In this navigation level, key 4 will back up 1 minute at a time, and key 6 will jump forward 1 minute at a time. And you can adjust the time jump of 1 minute. For example, if I press number 7, the playback and navigation menu.
Menu, navigation and playback, loop, disable.
Now I can navigate the items of this menu by pressing the up or down key. I'm going to press number 8 and go down one item.
Time jump, 1 minute.
And there we have our time jump setting. It's at 1 minute. If I press the number 6 key.
5 minute, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 minute.
And we come back to 1 minute. I'm going to change it to 5 minutes. I'll press 6 again.
5 minutes.
I'll select that new setting with the confirm key.
Selected.
And I'll leave the menu with the cancel key.
Leaving menu.
I'm back in the book. If I press the up arrow to go up a navigation level.
Page.
We're back at the page level. If I go down to the time jump.
Time jump, 5 minutes.
We've now adjusted the time jump to 5 minutes. I'll press the navigation down again.
Phrase.
Here we have the phrase level. In Daisy books, a phrase is typically a paragraph or a sentence. So when you use phrase level navigation in different books, you will obtain different results. I'll press down again.
Level 1.
And that covers all of the navigation elements for this book. Whenever you open a book on the stream, whether it's Daisy or another type of book, you should always explore with 2 and 8 to see what navigation levels are available to you in that book. The other useful navigation to use in any book is the go-to key just above key number 1. You can press this key multiple times to see what kind of direct navigation you can do. What we've been doing with 4 and 6 is sequential navigation, but the go-to key allows us to do direct navigation. I'm going to press the go-to key just above key 1 in this book.
Go to page.
I can jump to a specific page number. I'll press it again.
Go to heading.
I can go to a specific heading number. This is useful for Daisy books that do not have page markup. You can still jump to a specific point in the book by going to a relative heading number. I'll press the go to again.
Go to page.
And back to go to page. So in this Daisy book, we have two choices for direct navigation, either go to page or go to heading. We just selected the go to page, so I'm going to type in page number 2.
2.
And I'll press the confirm key.
Page 2.
And we're now positioned at page 2. If I press the play key.
Page 2. Before we continue to elaborate.
Now, instead of entering my page number and then following with confirm, I could have entered the page number and just pressed play. Let's try that again with page 3.
Go to page 3.
And I'll press play.
Page 3. There is hardly very much more to say.
So in this case, we went to page 3 and started playing. Let's use the go to heading. I'll press the go to twice.
Go to page. Go to heading.
And I'll put in heading 5.
5.
And I'll press play.
Section 1, 3. The Gullhippigan.
So we arrived at section 1.3 of the book, which would have been the Daisy heading number 5 relative to the start of the book. I can confirm that with the Where Am I key. This is another useful key whose announcements vary depending on the type of book you're playing. Let's investigate what we hear when we press key 5, Where Am I, in this book.
Where am I? 51%. Page 5. Heading 5.
Section 1, 3. The Gullhippigan.
Okay, some very useful information there. The first item was the percentage. We know that we're 51% of the way through this book at this point. We also heard the page number and the heading number, and we heard the recorded announcement of that heading title, because this is a recorded book. Of course, if the Daisy book did not have page markup, we wouldn't have heard the page number, because it's not possible for the stream to announce it. The percentage is very useful, and many people appreciate this as the first item on the Where Am I? And it works in all types of books. Let's explore the book and player information key. That's key number 0. I'm going to press it now.
Info.
Climbing the highest mountain.
8 pages. 8 headings. Total time, 5 minutes, 27 seconds. Time elapsed, 5 minutes, 27 seconds. Time remaining, 0 second. 0. Bookmark in this book. 27. Books. SD space remaining, 619 megabytes. Battery powered. Battery level, high. About Victor Reader, version 3.2.3. Model, 303. Stream, 4. User keys. Serial number, 95-1303. End of book.
The last item was the serial number of my stream, and I pressed the play to interrupt the announcements, just to illustrate that you don't have to wait for all the announcements to complete. Just as with the Where Am I information, you can interrupt them by pressing the play key. You also don't have to listen to all of the announcements. If you're looking for a particular item, you can press the 0 key and then move forward or backward through the items by using the number 6 or number 4 keys. Let me illustrate. I'll press 0 again, and then I'll press the number 6 key multiple times.
Info.
Timing the highest mark.
8 pages. 8. Total time. 5 minutes. 27. Time elapsed. 5 minutes. 20. Time remaining. 0. Bookmark in this book. 27. Books. SD space remaining. 6. Battery powered. Battery level. About Victor Reader. Version. 3. Point.
And I can move backward through the items by pressing number 4 like this.
3. Battery powered. Battery level. High. SD space remaining. 6. 100. 27. Books.
And I can exit the information items anytime by pressing play or cancel.
Cancelled.
The item 27 books refers to the total number of books on my SD card. The item about 4 user keys tells us that I have 4 DRM keys installed on this device, and these are keys for playing special protected books, such as the ones you get from the National Library Service in the United States or Learning Ally in the United States. We also heard that my version number was 3.2, which is not up to date, but we're going to see how to update the stream later on when we talk about the Humanware Companion. Finally, knowing the order of the information items can be handy. For example, I know that the battery information item is third from the end. So if I want to quickly check my battery, I can press the 0 key and then back up twice by pressing the 4 key twice. So 044 will give my battery information like this.
Info.
Timing the...
battery powered. Battery level. Medium.
I'll cancel the information items.
Cancelled.
I'm going to go back to the bookshelf now with number 1 key.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 4. Books. 1.
Climbing the highest mountain.
Now that we're at the bookshelf, of course the 4 and 6 keys will move backward or forward along the list of titles.
2.
Call of the Wild.
3.
Bonnie Stern's Essentials of Home Cooking.
That's the new book that we transferred in the previous section from our computer.
4.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
And the Kleewick book that we transferred is also here now.
1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
And we come back around the list to the start, book number 1. We can also use the Go to key on the bookshelf. Let me show you. I'm going to press it.
Go to book.
Let's say you have a very long list of books on your bookshelf, and you don't want to navigate with number 6 and 4 one book at a time. You can jump directly to the book number with this function. Let's say we want to go to the Kleewick book, which is number 4.
Go to book.
And I can type in 4.
4.
Now if I press confirm, I'll be positioned at the fourth book on the list. And if I press play now, I'll be positioned at the fourth book, and then it will start playing. I'll press play.
Kleewick by Emily Carr. Epigraph.
And there we are. We're playing the book. Let's explore the navigation levels available to us in this Daisy book. I'll press the number 8 to go down the navigation menu.
Page. Time jump, 5. Phrase. Level, 1. Level, 2. Page.
And we see we have a choice of level 1, 2, page, and phrase. And of course, time jump, which is set to 5 minutes at the moment. On the Go To key, what do we have? I'll press Go To.
Go to page. Go to heading. Go to page.
Again, we have go to page and go to heading as our choice. You will always have go to page even if the Daisy book is not marked up. We just leave the go to page as the first item so that there's predictability. You can also use the go to key to jump quickly to the beginning or end of any book. To do this, press the
go to heading.
And then press the rewind key just left of play stop.
Beginning of book.
Or if you want to go to the end of the book, press the go to key.
Go to page.
And the fast forward key just to the right of play stop.
End of book.
I'll go back to the beginning.
Go to page. Beginning of book.
And I'll press play.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
Let's jump forward a couple of level 1 headings to get into the book.
Level 2. Level 1.
There we are. I'll press number 6.
Epigraph. By the same author. Publication information. Emily Carr, Kleewick, with a foreword by Ira Dill.
This book happens to be a DAISY book with full text, full audio. That's the richest kind of DAISY book that's produced. But there's an increasing number of these full text, full audio books that are becoming available. Remember when we overviewed the player, key number 9 was called playback mode. We're currently in the recorded audio mode for this book, but I know that it has text associated with it. Let me press the number 9 key.
Text to speech audio.
And now we've switched to the text portion of the book, and it's going to be played with the text to speech voice of the stream. Let me resume playback.
With a foreword by Ira Dilworth. Published by Irwin Publishing Toronto.
And you see that we're now continuing where we left off in the recorded audio, except we're actually playing the text of that book from that point with the text-to-speech of the stream. Now, the synchronization between the recorded audio and the text depends on the book producer, but a well-produced book will typically be synchronized at the paragraph or sentence level. So if you switch from recorded audio with number 9 over to the text portion of the book, you should be within the same paragraph. Now, since we're playing the text portion of the book now, let's check the navigation menu again and see what happens. We now have some more navigation levels.
Level 2.
That's what we had before, still there.
Page.
Page is still there.
Phrase.
Still there.
Line.
But time jump has disappeared because the notion of time within the text doesn't pertain. But we have something called line. Let me continue down.
Sentence. Word. Spell. Character. Level 1.
And we come back to level 1. It could be very useful when you're listening to a recorded book to check the spelling of a name or something that you didn't understand from the pronunciation. To do this, you could switch over to the text portion of the book and find the word and spell it. Or, perhaps, you want to search for something in the book using the search feature of the stream. You could switch to the text, type in the search string, find that particular text in the book, and then switch back with key number 9 to the recorded audio and continue playing from that book. We'll learn more about search in the advanced section of this tutorial. We just heard the title Kleewick announced, and I'm going to check out the spelling of this word Kleewick. So I'm going to navigate to the line navigation mode.
Word. Line.
And I'm going to back up.
With a foreword by Kleewick.
There we are. I'm going to now drop down to the spell level.
Sentence. Word. Spell.
And here we are at the spell navigation level. I can now move forward a word at a time, and it will spell for me. I'll press the number 6 key.
Clay. Capital K, capital L, capital E. Wike. Capital W, capital Y, capital C, capital K.
And we learn that Kleewick is spelled two words, K-L-E-E and W-Y-C-K. I had to advance with the 6 key to hear all of that. I'll back up with number 4 key.
Clay. Capital K, capital L, capital E. Capital E.
And forward with number 6.
Like. Capital W. Capital Y. Capital C. Capital K.
And if we check out the go-to key, since we're still in text mode.
Go to page. Go to heading. Search.
We see that there's a new choice on the go-to menu when we're in the text portion of the book, and that is search. Now that I'm in the search mode, I could type a search phrase. We'll do this later, however, in the advanced section of the tutorial. I'm just going to exit the text pad that we're now in by pressing cancel.
Canceled.
And I'm going to press the number 9 key and take us back to the recorded mode for this book.
Recorded audio.
And if we press play.
Kleewick, with a foreword by Ira Dilworth. Published by Irwin Publishing.
We are again playing the recorded audio of the book. Now, one thing we haven't explored yet is the fast-forward rewind. Let me start the book playing again, and I'm going to hold down the fast-forward key to the right of the play key.
Toronto, Canada. Copyright 1948.
1.
minute.
The basis for the pieces in Kliwek. Full
2 minutes.
Cover design.
5 minutes.
Coast Indians. And later, the Tang.
10 minutes.
And try things out for yourself, and you will not be.
15 minutes.
And in De Sonoqua, which has the quality of a musical symphony.
I've released the fast forward and pressed the stop button. Notice as I was holding down fast forward that we began moving rapidly through the book. First we moved ahead 1 minute, and then 2 minutes, then 5, 10, 15 minutes. As you hold down the fast forward key, you move farther and farther into the book in increments. The biggest increment is 5 minutes. In between each increment, you will hear a small amount of text played at normal speed. This is to give you a clue of where you are in the book. And when you move backwards with the rewind key pressed and held, the same movement occurs backwards. You jump 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5, 10, 15, and so on. Besides pressing and holding the fast forward and rewind, you can also do a single tap of these keys to do a 5 second jump. Supposing you're listening to the book and you just missed the last few words and you want to just repeat a little bit. The easiest way to do this is just tap the rewind key and you'll jump back 5 seconds. Let me show you. I'll press play.
Development and its use of suspense and tense emotional crescendo.
Now I'll tap rewind.
As a final point of suspense and tense emotional crescendo.
I'll press rewind twice.
As a final point of symphony with its dominant themes, its sectional development,
and I'll press forward
and
once.
Its use of suspension of Emily Carr's literature is therefore.
It's very easy to just jump back 5 or 10 seconds by doing a single or double tap of the rewind key. Similarly, you can jump forward 5 second intervals with single taps of the fast forward key. I want to return back to our discussion of key number 9, which we used to move back and forth between recorded mode and the text portion of the book. It so happens this is a full-text, full-audio Daisy book, so I'm able to do that. Of course, not all Daisy books are produced in this way. It is possible to have only a recorded Daisy book with no text. You can have a full-text Daisy book with no recording. This is like a Bookshare book, and we have an example here, Call of the Wild. And the other way is to have full audio of the book with partial text, and typically the partial text will be the headings of the book. So let's press the key number 1 bookshelf and go and look at the full text Daisy book, Call of the Wild.
Bookshelf, talking books, 4 books, 4.
Kliwek by Emily Carr.
I'm going to press number 4, back up to the previous book on the book list.
3.
Bonnie Stearns.
2.
Call of the Wild.
Press play.
Call of the Wild. Notice as to copyright status of material. The information which follows is important since it describes.
I'll press stop, and we're hearing the copyright information at the beginning. Now, this is a full text Daisy book, so it has no recorded audio. If I press key number 9 to switch to recorded audio.
Only one playback mode available, text to speech audio.
The stream tells me I only have one playback mode, and that's text-to-speech audio because this book has only text. Let's explore the navigation of this text-only Daisy book. I'm going to press the number 8 key and go through the navigation menu.
Page, phrase, line, sentence, word, spell, character, level, 1, page.
And we come back around to page. So we have the usual Daisy levels, level 1 and page, and in addition we have all of the text navigation levels that the stream adds for line, sentence, word, spell, and character. Let's press the Where Am I key and see what kind of current position information we get for a full text Daisy book.
Where am I? 0%. Heading 1.
Call of the Wild.
We hear the usual percent. We just started the book, so we're 0% of the way through it. We hear the current heading number, but we do not hear any recorded announcement about the elapsed time, because this is a text-only book, so the concept of elapsed time, time remaining, doesn't exist for text. Of course, the book is being rendered to us in the text-to-speech voice of the stream, and it's useful to point out at this time that we have two text-to-speech voices on the stream. I'm going to press and hold key 7, which is the shortcut way to switch to the other text-to-speech voice on the stream.
Tom.
Now I've switched to the voice called Tom. I'm going to press the play key.
The information which follows is important since it describes the copyright ownership.
And I'll press and hold key 7 again to switch back to the female Samantha voice.
Samantha.
And we're back to Samantha. If I resume play.
And any legal restrictions on the use of this book should...
Also in a full textbook, the fast forward and rewind cannot move ahead by 1 minute, 5 minute, 10 minutes, and so on because we don't have any recorded time. It's not a recorded book. So let me press and hold the fast forward key and we'll see how it behaves in a full textbook. I'll press play and then I'll hold down the fast forward.
Bookshare or digital material which govern your lawful...
1%. 2%. 5%. 10%. 15%.
Was the way, no fair play, once down, that was the end of you.
So we have the same 1, 2, 5, 10, 15 incremental jumps, but instead of being minutes, these are percentages. Also in text files, a single tap of rewind or fast forward, instead of jumping 5 seconds, will jump a single line backward or forward in the text. Let's press key 0 to see what kind of book information is announced for this full-text Daisy book.
Info.
Call of the Wild.
188 pages. 1. Heading. 0. Bookmark in this book. 27. Books. SD space. Cancelled.
The remainder of the information is the same. However, the book information, there was no recorded time announcements. We did get the page number, and we did get the book title, of course. We were also told there was only one heading. That just happens to be the way this Daisy book is marked up. It only has a single level 1 heading. Now, what about the go-to key? Let's press the go-to key and see what choices we have in this book for direct navigation.
Go to page. Go to heading. Search. Go to page.
So we have the usual go to page and go to heading that we had in the recorded Daisy book. And of course we have the search ability because this is a full text Daisy book. I'm sitting on the go to page right now. I don't want to enter a page number. I'm going to press the cancel key.
Canceled.
And now I want to move ahead to the next bookshelf so we can learn about playback and navigation of other books. I'll press key 1 again.
Other books. 4. Books. 1.
Infotech May June.
Here we are in Other Books bookshelf. I'll press number 6 to move along the titles in this bookshelf.
2.
On His Own 2 Feet by Elaine Cust.
3.
Stream Audio Clips.
4.
Stream Audio Tutorial.
1.
Infotech May June.
2.
On His Own 2 Feet by Elaine Cust.
On His Own 2 Feet, I'm going to press play to open this book.
On His Own 2 Feet, The Life.
And there the book begins to play. Let's do our usual exploration of the navigation that's available to us in this book. I'll press the number 8 key.
Time jump, 5 minutes.
It's a recorded audiobook, so we do have the time jump navigation available to us.
File.
Chapter 01, MP3.
And the other item is file. If I press the down arrow again.
Time jump, 5 minutes.
We see that file and time jump are the only two navigation types available to us in other books. Remember that when we transferred this book, it consisted of multiple MP3 files for each chapter. We put all those MP3 files in a folder called On His Own 2 Feet by Elaine Cust. That's the folder name that we're hearing announced by the text-to-speech as the title of the book. And then each of the files in that folder represents a chapter of the book. So the file navigation level will let us move forward a chapter at a time by pressing 6 or backward a chapter at a time by pressing 4. Let me return to the file navigation level. I'll press 8.
File.
Chapter 01, MP3.
And stream announces in text-to-speech voice the name of that actual file. And I'll press 6 to go to the next file.
Chapter 02, MP3. Chapter 03, MP3.
So you get the idea. In other books, each book is a folder with multiple files, and we can navigate the files of those books. In this case, it's equivalent to navigating by chapter. Let's go to the Go To key.
Go To File.
We see that we can also jump to any of the files directly. Let's try that. I'm at the Go To File now. I'll press number 5, and then I'll press play.
Chapter 5. The Royal Alexandra Hospital.
And, in fact, we arrive at Chapter 5. Let's press the Go To again. What other Go To navigations do we have?
Go To File. Go To Time.
We can go to time. This allows me to type in an hours and minutes offset from the beginning of the book. Let me type in 2 2 3 3 5 5. Press play.
Another week. He had wakened early.
And I'll stop it. We should be 2 hours and 35 minutes from the beginning of the book. Let me press key 0, the information key, and step through to the total time for the book.
Info.
On His Own 2 Feet by Elaine Cust.
36 files. Total time, 7. Up time elapsed, 2 hours, 35 minutes, 2 seconds.
And in fact, we see that that's exactly where we've positioned ourselves. Let me cancel these information items.
Canceled.
What other kind of go-to navigation do we have?
Go-to file. Go-to time. Go-to percent.
We can go to a percentage offset into the book. Let me go to 33%.
Three.
He could see them, but he couldn't read them.
I'll stop the playback. Now I'm going to press the Where Am I key to announce our current position. Remember, it always tells us the percentage we've read of the book.
Where am I? 33%. File. 10.
Chapter 10. MP3.
Total time. 16. Minutes. 56. Seconds. Time elapsed. 11. Minutes. 3. Seconds. Time remaining. 5. Minutes. 53. Seconds.
So here we were confirmed that we are 33% of the way into the book. It told us that we arrived at Chapter 10, which is MP3 file, Chapter 10. And it also told us the amount of time in that particular MP3 file. It's a total of 16 minutes. We've read 11 minutes at this point, and there's about 5 minutes of that file remaining to be played. So if you like, it's a 16-minute chapter. We've listened to 11 minutes of it. The fast forward and rewind behave just like other recorded books. We can advance by holding those keys down, 1 minute, 2 minute, 5 minute, 10 minutes, and so on. And we can move back or forward with a single tap of the fast forward rewind as well. Now let's move to the Audible bookshelf. I'm going to press key number 1.
Bookshelf. Other books. 4. Books. 2.
On His Own 2 Feet by Elaine Cust.
And press key 1 again.
Audible books. 12. Books. 1.
Human, we're welcome to Audible.
We've got 12 books here. Let me go to book number 6. I'll use the Go To key.
Go To book. 6.
And I'll press play.
And by the time it is printed and bound, you will be older still. But someday...
I pressed the stop key. So now we're playing a little Audible excerpt that was provided on the sample SD card. Let's take a look at our navigation levels available in Audible books. I'll press the 8 key.
Time jump, 5 minutes.
Again, a recorded book, so we have time jump available.
Heading.
And we have heading.
Time jump, 5. Heading.
And that's all we have. The heading navigation level refers to the headings that Audible puts into their books. Sometimes these are chapters, sometimes they're arbitrary time offsets. You'll have to experiment when you get the Audible book. Let's press the info key to see what kind of information items are available on this book.
Info.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, The Chronicles of Narnia, excerpt.
1. Headings. Total time, 4 minutes, 47 seconds. Time elapsed, 53 seconds. Time remaining, 3 minutes, 53 seconds. 0. Bookmark in this book. 27. Books. Cancelled.
And the remainder of the information items are the same as with the other bookshelves. So here again we hear the title of the book in text-to-speech, because only Daisy has associated title announcements with it. The other books use the file names or the folder names associated with the book, and those are pronounced with text-to-speech. Let's press the Go To key and see what kind of direct navigation we have.
Go to Heading. Go to Time. Go to Heading.
We can jump to a specific heading in the Audible book, or we can jump to a time offset from the beginning of the book, just like we did earlier in other books. Of course, we still have the Fast Forward Rewind, as we did in the other books, and we can quickly go to the beginning or end, as in the other books, by using Go to Time. Plus the rewind key, for example.
Beginning of book.
So I'm at the beginning of the book. Let's just see what the Where Am I key reports about our current position for Audible books.
Where am I? 0%. Heading 1.
And it tells us once again the percentage that we've read of the book, and it tells us the relative heading number in the Audible book. So I'm going to press the bookshelf key now, and we'll move on to the next bookshelf.
Bookshelf, Audible Books, 12, Books, Music, 1, Book, All Music.
Here we are in the Music bookshelf. Let me press the Play key to open the first music file. And there's our music. Let me press the 2 and 8 keys. We'll see what we have for navigation levels. I'll press 8.
Level, 1.
Jazz.
File.
Oceanside MP3.
Level 1.
Jazz.
And we see that we have a level 1 folder navigation, or we have a file navigation. Remember when we examined the storage card earlier, we noticed that we had jazz and Latin as the two folders in our music bookshelf, and then we had some MP3 files within those folders. If I go to the level 1 where I am now, I can use the 6 key to move to the next folder.
Latin.
There it is, and I can continue to press 6.
Jazz.
And I come back to jazz. Just the two folders, jazz and Latin. That's all we have. If I press the 8 key and go down to the file level.
File.
Oceanside MP3.
We have the Oceanside MP3 file inside the jazz folder, and if I press the 6 key.
People Train MP3.
We have People Train also in the jazz folder. So you can see that in music, we have only one book, but we can navigate all the folders and files in that book by choosing the navigation level 2 and 8, which is the folder or file level. There can be multiple levels of folders. Supposing you organize your music by artist, album, and then songs. In that case, you would have level 1, level 2, and then you would have your file level. Let's press the information key and see what we have for book information in our music book. I'll press key 0.
Info, all music, 4, files, 2, folders. Total time, 4, minutes, 4, seconds. Time elapsed, 55, seconds. Time remaining, 3, minutes, 9, seconds. 0, bookmark. Cancelled.
And I cancelled the remaining information items. So it told us exactly that we had 2 folders and 4 files, and it told us the total amount of time for all of our music files and how much time we've listened to and so on. Let's press the Where Am I key and see what it says for our current reading position.
Where am I? Folder 1.
Jazz.
File 2.
People Train MP3.
Total time 1 minute 0 second. Time elapsed 0 second. Time remaining 1 minute 0 second.
So it gives us the total time and elapsed time and remaining time within the single MP3 file. So in other words, the time of the song. Let's press the Go To key and see what kind of direct navigation we can do in our music book.
Go To File. Go To Folder. Go To File.
We have the chance to jump directly to one of the folders or to one of the files within a folder. Let me jump to file number 3.
Go To Folder. Go To File. 3. File 3 does not exist.
And we do not have a third file in this folder. Remember, we only had 2 MP3 files in the folder. Let me go to file number 1.
Go to file 1.
And I'll press play. And there we are. This should be the Oceanside file. Let's press the Where Am I key.
Where am I? Folder 1.
Jazz.
File 1.
Oceanside MP3.
Total time.
Now I'm going to move to the navigation level file.
Level 1. File.
Oceanside MP3.
And I can press the number 6 key to move to the next file.
People Train MP3.
And you hear, of course, that the text-to-speech is announcing each file name. However, if I have the player in play mode and it transitions from one file to the next, it will not announce the name, because you probably don't want your music interrupted with text-to-speech announcements of the file names. If, while playing, you want to know the file name, in other words, the song name, press the Where Am I key while it's playing. If you want to browse, stop the playback, and then browse with 4 and 6, and you will hear the announcements of each song. The fast forward and rewind behave in music the same as they do in the other books. Let's press the number 1 key again, go back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf, music, 1, book, all music.
And we'll press it again to move to the next bookshelf.
Podcasts, 2, books, 1.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe. Vinyl Cafe The Waitress MP3.
Now recall when we examined the storage card, we had a single folder inside the podcast folder, was called CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe, and then we had 2 MP3 files representing episodes of podcasts, The Waitress and The Wedding Dress. Let's look at the navigation levels available to us here. I'll press the 8 key.
Level 1.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe.
And indeed, level 1 lets us pick the folder. And there is the folder that contains the 2 podcasts. If I check for the next navigation level.
Book.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe. Vinyl Cafe The Waitress MP3.
And here we hear the path to this podcast at the file level, at the book level rather. We hear the folder name that contains the file, followed by the file name. That's the total announcement we hear for the title. I'm at the book level. I can move back and forth. I'm still on the bookshelf by pressing 6 and 4.
2.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe. Vinyl Cafe The Wedding Dress MP3.
Or back to the first podcast file by pressing 4.
1.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe. Vinyl Cafe The Waitress MP3.
Let's press play and start playing this podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Vinyl Cafe podcast.
There it is. Let's see what we have for information in the podcast bookshelf. I'll press the 0 key.
Info.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe. Vinyl Cafe The Waitress MP3.
Total time, 23 minutes, 21 seconds. Time elapsed, 7 seconds. Time remaining, 23 minutes, 14 seconds. 0. Bookmark. Cancelled.
And I'll cancel the remaining information items. They're the same as other bookshelves. So we find that this podcast is 23 minutes long. Let's press the Where Am I key and see what announcements we have.
Where am I? 1%. Total time, 23 minutes, 21 seconds. Time elapsed, 8 seconds. Time remaining, 23 minutes, 13 seconds.
So in this case, similar to the information key, except we have the handy percentage of telling us how much of the podcast we've listened to so far in terms of a percentage. Let's press the Go To key and see what kind of direct navigation we have.
Go to time. Go to percent. Go to time.
In the case of podcasts, we have the ability to go to a time offset from the beginning of the podcast or a percentage offset. Let me cancel that go to.
Cancelled.
And let's press the number 1 key to go back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Podcasts. 2. Books. 1.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe. Vinyl Cafe The Waitress MP3.
And finally, we'll press key 1 again to go to the next bookshelf.
Text files. 3. Books. 1.
Stream Interactive Tutorial HTM.
And here we have 3 books. Let's use the number 6 key to explore them. The interactive tutorial we just heard. And what else do we have? I'll press 6.
2.
Stream frequently asked questions, HTM.
There's the stream frequently asked questions that came on the SD card.
3.
Stream frequently asked questions, TXT.
And another version of the frequently asked questions, this one in TXT form. Let me go back to the HTML version of the frequently asked questions. I'll press 4.
2.
Stream frequently asked questions, HTM.
I'm going to press play to open this.
Victor Reader Stream Frequently Asked Questions. Victor Reader Stream Frequently Asked Questions. Table of Contents. One audible dot.
It's playing that text file, which is in HTML format. It's using, of course, the built-in text-to-speech. Let's check out the navigation levels available to us.
Line. Sentence. Word. Spell. Character. Level. 1. Level. 2. Screen. Paragraph. Line.
And we come back around to line. You notice that we have level 1 and level 2 as well. This is not a DAISY book, but we still have level 1 and level 2 because there are HTML headings in this particular file at two different levels. There's a heading level 1 and a heading level 2, so we're able to navigate those headings. Let me go to heading level 1 again. I'll press the number 2 key to go up.
Paragraph. Screen. Level. 2. Level. 1.
And now I'll use the number 6 and move forward at the level 1 headings.
One audible.com books and audible manager. 2 bass. Treble. Tone. 3 battery. Q. How long will stream play on a full battery charge? A.
I press stop. So we're in section 3 of the frequently asked questions. Section 3 is about the battery. If I drop down to the level 2 navigation,
level 2,
I will see that I can navigate each question within the battery section. I'll press number 6.
Q, how long does it take to recharge this? Q, my battery becomes warm when Q, why does the green power light LED sometimes blink when I plug the stream to AC power?
I'll stop there. So you can see how useful an HTML file is for navigation. This is why we recommend if you have Microsoft Word document and it has headings, it's very useful for you to save that document as an HTML file because then you can navigate it when you're on the stream. We showed how to do that using the Save As dialog in Microsoft Word. Another way you can do it is the HumanWare Companion. If you use the companion to transfer a Microsoft Word DOC file to your stream, it will convert it automatically to HTML for you. We keep mentioning the HumanWare Companion, a very useful tool, and we're going to cover it in detail in Section 10. Let's check out what kind of direct navigation we have. I'll press the Go To key.
Go To percent. Search. Go To percent.
So we have the ability to jump to a percentage offset from the beginning of the file. We could type in 50%. Let me go back and try that.
Search. Go to percent.
I'll put 50.
5. 0.
And press play.
Press key 1 to return to the book.
And we're into the file, presumably 50% of the way through it. Let's confirm with the Where Am I key. We should be at 50%. And we'll also find out what the Where Am I reports for text files. I'll press 5.
Where am I? 50%.
And that's all it tells us. Very simple message for the Where Am I key in text files. You noticed we also have the search option because we can search in this file by typing in a text string. Now, we don't have recorded time offsets, so we don't have the time jump navigation level. We also cannot fast forward 1 minute, 2 minute, 5 minutes because there's no time in a text file. So let me press and hold the fast forward key in this text file and let me show you what happens.
1%, 2%, 5%, 10%.
So we've moved ahead 10%. We were at the 50% mark. If I press Where Am I Now?
Where am I? 60%.
Not surprising, we've advanced to the 60% position within the file. So the fast forward and rewind move up in the increments 1, 2, and 5, and 10, 15, and so on, as with recorded files. But those increments are percentages rather than number of minutes. Also in text files, a single tap of rewind or fast forward, instead of jumping 5 seconds, will jump a single line backward or forward in the text. Now I'm going to go back to the bookshelf and look at the frequently asked questions in TXT format. Pressing key 1.
Bookshelf, text files, 3, books, 2.
And pressing
stream,
key 6.
Ask,
3.
Stream frequently asked questions TXT.
I'll press play to open it.
Victor Reader Stream Frequently Asked Questions. Table of Contents 1 auto.
So here we are with the same content, but this in the flat TXT format. Let me press the 8 key to see our navigation levels.
Line. Sentence. Word. Spell. Character. Screen. Paragraph. Line.
And we come back around. But you see we don't have the level 1 and level 2 anymore. The only way I can move in this file now is with the fast forward key, or by the screen, line, paragraph, and so on. But I don't have that great flexibility to jump from heading to heading or question to question within those headings. Once again, this is just to emphasize the value of an HTML file on the Victor stream, especially if it has heading marks in it. Let me press key number 1 back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf, text files, 3, books, 3.
Stream frequently asked questions TXT.
Let me go to the first book, the interactive tutorial. I could do that by pressing 6, but let me just, for variety, I will press go to.
Go to book.
And press 1.
1.
Stream interactive tutorial.
This is a very useful document for you to explore. It comes on the CD and the SD card, and you can follow along with this file to try out various features of the stream. It will lead you step by step. It's an HTML file, and it's marked up with headings. Let's check out the navigation.
Screen. Level. One. Character.
Oops, I went too far.
Level 1.
We have heading 1 level navigation in this file. We don't have heading level 2. I'm going to press the number 6 and jump forward to the next, to each of the level 1 headings.
1. Introduction. 2. Proven user interface. 3. Key describer. 4. Bookshelf. 5. Daisy recorded book playback. 6. Info and sleep keys. Press the info. Key 0. 7. Change TTS voices. Key 7. Press and hold key 7 to switch between the two TTS voices on your stream.
So you get the idea. Very easy to navigate this file, and within each of those sections are step-by-step instructions you can follow to check out the features of that section. I'm going to press the bookshelf key.
Bookshelf, text files, 3, books, 1.
Stream interactive tutorial HTM.
Now, we know that the stream frequently asked questions TXT is not very valuable to us. We had it there to illustrate the difference between an HTML and a TXT file with the same content. We like the heading navigation that's in the HTML, so I'm going to delete the TXT version of this file as a way to show how we delete books on the bookshelf. I'm on the bookshelf now. I'll press 6.
2.
Stream frequently asked questions HTM.
That's the HTML version. We want to keep that one. I'll press 6 for the next book.
3.
Stream frequently asked questions TXT.
So we're focused on the stream frequently asked questions TXT version, the one we want to delete. I'm going to press key number 3.
Delete book 3.
Stream frequently asked questions TXT.
Press confirm to delete.
I can press the cancel key if this was incorrect and I want to abort this deletion, but I'm going to press confirm and proceed with deleting this book.
Book deleted. Text files 1.
Stream interactive tutorial HTM.
And we're back to book number 1. If I press the 6 key.
2.
Stream frequently asked questions HTM.
And if I press the 6 key again.
1.
Stream interactive tutorial HTM.
We come back to the interactive tutorial because the TXT file, the third one, is now gone. We've only got 2 books on this bookshelf. I'm going to press key number 1.
Notes.
0. Notes.
And we've moved to the very last bookshelf, the notes bookshelf. We have 0 notes at the moment. Remember, we talked earlier about the properties of the notes bookshelf. It's a single book. So if I press 6 for the next book.
Notes. Notes. Notes.
There is no next book. There's only one book called Notes. If I press the confirm key.
Notes. 0. Notes.
We've now opened the notes bookshelf. We don't have any notes to play, but I can press 2 and 8 to see what kind of navigation levels we have in the notes bookshelf.
Time jump. 5 minutes.
The familiar time jump.
Note.
And the note level. By note level, it means 4 and 6 will take us backward or forward a note at a time within the bookshelf. We're going to come to recording later, and then we'll explore the navigation from note to note after we create a couple of notes. I'm going to press for now the bookshelf key 1.
Bookshelf. Notes. 0. Notes.
And press it again.
Talking books. 4. Books. 1.
Climbing the highest mountain.
And we're back to climbing the highest mountain on the talking books bookshelf. Let me start playing this book.
End of book.
And we're at the end of it. I'll press play again.
Climbing the highest mountain. This is simply a...
Now I'm going to press bookshelf and move over to, let's say, podcasts.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 4. Music. 1. Podcasts. 2. Books.
Now
1.
CBC Radio Vinyl Cafe. Vinyl Cafe The Waitress MP3.
Now, I'm not going to play this podcast. I'm just going to power off the unit, because what I want to demonstrate is when I power the unit back on, it's going to resume at the Climbing the Highest Mountain book, because that was the last book I actually played. Okay, now I'll power the unit back on.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
And I'll press play.
Small introduction to the Norwegian mountain.
So you can see that the stream will remember the last book you play. You don't need to navigate to that particular book's bookshelf and then find the book. Just turn the stream on and press the play key, and you're going to resume where you left off. So this concludes Section 4, Playback and Navigation.